知行英语。Listen and share. The Golden Bird. 黄金鸟。
Then, the gardener's eldest son set out.And thought to find the golden bird very easily. And when he had gone but a little way, he came to a wood, and by the side of the wood he saw a fox sitting. So he took his bow and made ready to shoot at it. Then the fox said, "Do not shoot me, for I will give you good counsel. I know what your business is.And that you want to find the golden bird. You will reach a village in the evening. And when you get there, you will see two inns opposite to each other, one of which is very pleasant and beautiful to look at. Go not in there, but rest for the night in the other, though it may appear to you to be very poor and mean.But the son thought to himself, "What can such a beast as this know about the matter?" So he shot his arrow at the fox, and it set up its tail above its back and ran into the wood. Then he went his way, and in the evening came to the village where the two inns were. And in one of these were people singing and dancing and feasting.But the other looked very dirty and poor. "I should be very silly," said he, "if I went to that shabby house and left this charming place." So he went into the smart house and ate and drank at his ease and forgot the bird and his country too.
园丁的大儿子出发去找黄金鸟，他觉得他不怎么费事就能找到。没走多远，他来到一片小树林，树林边上蹲着一只狐狸。他拿出了弓箭，准备向狐狸射去。这时狐狸说话了，不要射我，因为我会给你出个好主意。我知道你要去干什么，你是要去找那只黄金鸟。走到傍晚的时候，你会到达一个村子。到那以后，你会看到两间面对面开着的旅馆，其中一间外表很漂亮，另外一间脏兮兮的，很难看。但记住，不要进那家漂亮的，而是要进那家不好看的旅馆过夜。园丁的儿子心里琢磨，一只畜生能懂什么呢？于是他朝狐狸放了一箭，狐狸夹着尾巴跑进了树林。园丁的儿子继续往前走，傍晚时分来到了一个村子。那里果然有两家旅馆，在其中一间旅馆里，人们载歌载舞，吃喝玩乐，但另外一家旅馆看起来又脏又乱，很不成样子。如果我不进那家好看的旅馆，而是去那家肮脏的旅馆，我就真是大傻瓜了。于是园丁的儿子走进了那家漂亮的旅馆，放开肚皮的吃啊喝啊，完全把找黄金鸟的事儿和他们的祖国忘得一干二净了。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Then, the gardener's eldest son set out and thought to find the golden bird very easily.
园丁的大儿子出发去找黄金鸟，他觉得他不怎么费事就能找到。
And when he had gone but a little way, he came to a wood, and by the side of the wood, he saw a fox sitting.
没走多远，他来到一片小树林，树林边上蹲着一只狐狸。
So he took his bow and made ready to shoot at it.
他拿出了弓箭，准备向狐狸射去。
Then the fox said, "Do not shoot me, for I will give you good counsel."
这时狐狸说话了，不要射我，因为我会给你出个好主意。
I know what your business is, and that you want to find the golden bird.
我知道你要去干什么，你是要去找那只黄金鸟。
You will reach a village in the evening, and when you get there, you will see two inns opposite to each other.
走到傍晚的时候，你会到达一个村子，到那以后，你会看到两间面对面开着的旅馆。
One of which is very pleasant and beautiful to look at. Go not in there, but rest for the night in the other, though it may appear to you to be very poor and mean.
其中一间外表很漂亮，另外一间脏兮兮的，很难看。但记住，不要进那家漂亮的，而是要进那家不好看的旅馆过夜。
But the son thought to himself,What can such a beast as this know about the matter?
园丁的儿子心里琢磨，一只畜生能懂什么呢？
So he shot his arrow at the fox, and it set up its tail above its back and ran into the wood.
于是他朝狐狸放了一箭，狐狸夹着尾巴跑进了树林。
Then he went his way.
园丁的儿子继续往前走。
And in the evening came to the village where the two inns were.
傍晚时分来到了一个村子，那里果然有两家旅馆。
And in one of these were people singing and dancing and feasting, but the other looked very dirty and poor.
在其中一间旅馆里，人们载歌载舞，吃喝玩乐，但另外一家旅馆看起来又脏又乱，很不成样子。
I should be very silly, said he, if I went to that shabby house and left this charming place.
如果我不进那家好看的旅馆，而是去那家肮脏的旅馆，我就真是大傻瓜了。
So he went into the smart house and ate and drank at his ease and forgot the bird and his country too.
于是园丁的儿子走进了那家漂亮的旅馆，放开肚皮的吃啊喝啊，完全把找黄金鸟的事儿和他们的祖国忘得一干二净了。Set out， 动身出发。Think 后面接动词不定式，也就是 think to do something， 指打算、企图、预料。有些人反对这种用法，认为不正规。实际上，这种用法现在已经相当普遍了。See somebody doing something, 看见某人正在做某事。Make ready to do something, 准备好做某事。Shoot at, 瞄准开枪，但不一定杀死。Shoot somebody, 指用枪或弓箭射杀、杀死。Counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, counsel, 指劝告、忠告，是比较庄重的用词，语气比 advise 强。指权威人士对某事进行详细研究后所提出的明智判断，有时指为某人出谋划策，通常只用作不可数名词，也不加冠词。还要注意它与 counsel C-O-U-N-C-I-L counsel 同音不同义，意思是理事会、参议会。 business 在本文指任务，是不可数名词。文中有个句子是 go not in there，这种说法比 don't go in there 更有力度。这句的后面出现了一个 but， 也就是和前面的 not 构成了 not do but do 的结构，意思是不做这件事，而是去做那件事。mean M-E-A-N mean 简陋难看的。 think to oneself 心中思量，暗自盘算。 know about something 表示间接的知道，含有知道的不详细之意。Set up something, 树立起来。Go one's way, 出发动身。Smart, S-M-A-R-T, smart, 形容某样东西时，指时髦、漂亮。At one's ease, 自在随便、不拘束。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。